This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
He said, I was about a 12 or 15-year-old boy, and he said, we only went to town once a month to get groceries. We got in our wagon, so we come to town over here in McKinney, Texas. And he said, there was a big thing built up there, and I thought, what is that? And somebody told me, it's a gallows. We're going to have a hanging today. He said, a what? They said, there's a horse thief here in town. Well, actually, didn't tell him. Said, there's a man that's in jail that they're going to hang. So he said, they took the man down there. Said, I stood there and watched that. Here I was, a little boy. And he said, they marched that guy up that ladder. And they got up on that platform. And they put that hood on him, put that rope around his neck, and had his hands tied behind him. And the guy pulled that little lever, and that guy fell through. And I heard that guy fall, and I heard him thug, and I heard that noise. And I thought, good grief, what did that guy do? Why does he die? They said, he stole the horse. He said, my gosh, I won't never steal nothing. He said, that made a lasting impression on me. I mean, to tell you, that would make a lasting impression on anybody, wouldn't it? If we knew today that our sins carried that kind of consequence in the physical world, people would stop sinning. But let me tell you, they may not carry that kind of consequence in the secular world, but let me tell you, in the spirit world, nothing has ever changed. When you sin, you get a demon. And this has been the most important thing about the Word of God that God has revealed to me in the spirit realm, that when I sin, there is a group of executive demons out there that's the executive force, that when we sin, they're sent by God to torment you and me. Christians. Just think. Can you imagine? Let's just say, let me give you an example. A beautiful 30-year-old woman walks into your office. She's got stiffening in all of her arteries. I mean, her veins, her arms won't work, her knees don't work. She can't hardly get around. Young woman. Maybe brain problems, maybe arms problems, all kinds of stuff. Have you been to the doctor? Oh, yeah. Every doctor we can find. What do they find? Nothing. They can't figure out nothing. Well, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah. Was you raised up in a Christian home? Oh, yeah. Do you go to church? Oh, yeah. Real regular? Oh, yeah. Are you married? Oh, yeah. How's your relationship with your husband? No answer. Now I know we got the right spot. As soon as she doesn't say immediately, oh, it's wonderful. I know I hit the right nail. Tell me about your relationship with your husband. We don't have any. We're roommates. Housemates. Don't even sleep in the same room together. I said, there's your problem. You're not submitting to your husband. I don't like anything about my husband. That's your problem. God told you to love him. Do you have any unforgiveness toward him? Oh, yeah. How about your kids? You got any kids? Oh, yeah. You have any unforgiveness toward your children? Yeah. They won't obey me. I do what they want to do. I said, did you carry a big switch? Did you ever spank your children? Oh, no, no, I would never do that. I said, woman, that's your problem too. Now then, you got a 30, 35-year-old woman, 40-year-old woman, that's sick and afflicted with everything in the world wrong with her because she got unforgiveness toward her kids and her husband, all because, really, she would not make her children obey. And when she started doing what she started doing and withdrawing herself from her husband and she's not submitting to him, now she's had a host of demons, tormenting spirits, sent to her by God to torment a Christian woman. And no doctor in the world can find out what's wrong. I don't understand what people don't understand about these promises of God. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, submit to your husbands. Isn't that so simple? But how many people don't do it? They don't realize there's a consequence. But they don't obey the rules of God. And then you suffer, and your children suffer, and everything. And marriages are unhappy and miserable. And all they got to do is do what God says, and they'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Just like I've said, how many times have I said this? I don't even know. But I'm going to say it one more time. The devil will do everything he can to get an unmarried man and woman in bed together before they get married. So he can get legal right to them. And then after they get married, he'll do everything he can to keep you out of bed together once it becomes legal. That's the way the devil works. I've seen it over and over and over and over. But if a man and woman keep themselves celibate, they keep themselves pure and clean, and they get married as virgins, and they keep themselves clear and clean and pure, that marriage can go on for 50 or 60 or 70 years, and that marriage can be blessed in everything, and blessed with children, and blessed with a tremendous relationship, and they'll never have any physical problems if they'll both do it God's way. God made the promise. But you got to make it work. It's up to you. I don't know about you, but I want to have a blessed life. I want to live the abundant life that Christ provided. Well, let me tell you, it's not without tremendous requirements. It does not come easy. For me, think, the other day I simply told one little simple lie to my wife, and I got a stopped up head before the day was over. Isn't that amazing? It took me 2 weeks to figure out what I'd done. But I knew I'd done something. Because you don't get sick without a cause. Yeah. Jesus said it. Then he says here in 1 Samuel 12:14. I want to go there. 1 Samuel 12:14. I want to show you some of these things. Now if you will fear and worship the Lord. I got a feeling that's a major problem in the church today. People today, especially young people, have no fear of God. They do not understand who the King is. But He is God. I mean, He can do that, and your life can be gone. It's not difficult for Him. He's God. Did you know without Him, you can't take another breath? If you're breathing, you ought to be praising the King, because He's giving you breath. Instead of thinking, hey, I'm doing this. I don't need God. Be like those scientists that said, God, we're smart. We can do anything you do. We don't need you no more. We can create our own human being. He said, oh, okay, you can't. He said, no problem. He said, we can make him out of dirt just like you did. He said, okay, go ahead. So they go over there and said, we're going to go over here and we're going to take this Saul, right? He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's my dirt. You make your own dirt. Then you make your man. See, are we stupid or are we stupid? Yeah. Bobby, we're pretty stupid, aren't we? Yeah, to think that we're smarter than God. He says He sits in the heavens and laughs at us at our stupidity. We ought to just love Him and worship Him. That's all He wants. Just love Him and worship Him and be obedient. But in 1 Samuel 12:14, He says, now if you will fear and worship the Lord and listen to His voice. Very important today. Listen. And if you do not rebel against the Lord's commands, don't rebel. And if you and your king follow the Lord your God, then all will be well. In other words, your government. If you'll follow the Lord, then everything will go well. But if you rebel against the Lord's commands and refuse to listen to Him, then His hand will be as heavy upon you as it was upon your ancestors. You think God can't put some pressure upon you with His hand? He can mash you flat? Now stand here and see the great things the Lord is about to do. Stand here and see these great things. You know that it does not rain at this time of the year. Now this prophet is going to prove to these people. And it's amazing how God has done this in the past. Now stand here and see the great things the Lord is about to do. You know that it does not rain at this time of the year during the wheat harvest. It does not, under normal conditions. I will ask the Lord to send thunder and rain today. then you will realize how wicked you have been in asking the Lord for a king. Technically speaking, we don't need a king. But this country couldn't live without a king because we don't serve God. But these people, God told them they didn't need a king. But they said they wanted a king. They wanted to be like everybody else. So he told them, no. So they kept saying, okay. So Samuel called to the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain immediately. Well, Lord, I wished I could call up that. I'm going to ask you to send thunder and rain here. I prayed two or three times here in church and many other times. So, Lord, it's obvious we got so many sins that I'm not getting through. Because you have not sent that rain yet to water this land. We did have a half inch the other day, Lord, and I'm so grateful for that half inch. I don't know, did any of y'all have any of that rain the other day? We had, praise God, we had a half inch, and it was wonderfully sent. But I wished it had been 4.5 inches, what I wished it had been. That's what we needed. But we only had a half. But Lord, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining about the half inch, but I just wish we'd had more. So Samuel called to the Lord, and he sent the thunder and rain. Then all the people were terrified of the Lord and of Samuel. Pray to the Lord your God for us or we will die, they cried. For now we have added to our sins by asking for a king. Don't be afraid, Samuel reassured them. You have certainly done wrong. But make sure now that you worship the Lord with all your heart and that you don't turn your back on him in any way. Don't go back to worshiping these worthless idols. Now then, God's not here to kill us. He's here to do good things for us. He's here to bless us and to bless our socks off. With the new covenant, which we're going to get into as we go. I got a few more scriptures, and then we'll go to the new covenant, but it's 4 o'clock. So we'll finish this message next week. But what I want you to know is all these commandments that I've read you are the old covenant. These obey and how the Lord promised to do those things for those people. In the new covenant, I want to show you what the things he has promised, some of the magnificent statements of what we can do in the new covenant. And the new covenant is so much greater than the old covenant, there's no comparison. But it still requires obedience. Amen. If you don't obey, these promises won't work. And I am now a complete convinced believer. I want you to listen very closely to what I'm going to say. I was in church all of my life and never saw a miracle or a healing. For sure, I didn't see a miracle. If we had any healings, I didn't know about it. We pray for somebody, they went to the doctor, and if they died, okay. If they got well in 2, 3, 4 weeks or months, whatever, well, we just think, well, Lord, praise the Lord. Maybe the Lord helped them, but they probably would have got along just as well just with the doctor.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.